1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they are free, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we go right to your phone calls and start, ladies first, Barbara is on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good afternoon.
Barbara.
Can you hear me?
I can, Barbara. What's on your mind?
Court reform and judicial immunity.
Okay.
Across the country, there are literally millions of families that are being demolished by the family courts.
Okay.
And the motive for the demolition is federal money. Our federal government, out of Title IV, gives money to the states and to the courts and to the police departments and to the feminists, et cetera, et cetera. Every year, Massachusetts a few years ago got $149 million for 411 grants. The next year they put in for 430 grants. California, millions, really, truly millions yearly. Florida, New York, all 50 states get a chunk of the change.
Do they get, Barbara, do they get an increased amount based on the caseload of the bureaucrats, for instance, that work for Child Protective Services and bureaucracies like that?
Yes, what they do is keep statistics. For instance, we've got to get rid of VAWA, the Violence Against Women Act. That's crazy. It costs lots of money, and it really destroys lives. Piece of paper is not going to save everyone. Now, the only reason why I mention that in answer to your question is that out of that VAWA comes restraining orders where a woman goes in and says, I fear he's going to do something to me. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done a thing. He doesn't even know about it. She goes in ex parte to court, and suddenly the man is given a call, don't come home, you'll get arrested. And he loses contact with his children. If he works at home, he can't get to his belongings. His work falls apart. If his truck, if he's a construction person, he can't get the truck. He can't get his equipment. Lives fall apart. Families fall apart. Why?
Sure.
Because those, every time they apply that law, that man becomes a statistic. And it's those statistics. They are supposed to be audited by the Edward Muskie School at the University of Southern Maine in Orono. But I've seen documents that no one who gets the money really complies with the audit. So the states are motivated by money. Some states,
well, of course
I think Idaho or Utah, one of those Midwestern states, actually the court's on Dun & Bradstreet. It's a corporation and it's investing.
Huh.
Well,
governments are corporations. That much is definitely true, and it's certainly true the things you're saying about these, family courts ruining lives, Child Protective Services. They can get a phone call, and they can just come in and steal children from people. And
right.
As you're saying, with these restraining orders, that wreaks all kinds of havoc.
They convict a man and restrict his freedom based on the accusation of someone, and that's not how it's supposed to be in America.
What is
right.
your proposal,
right.
Barbara?
Well, there was one little child in Massachusetts who happened to call hot dogs raw dogs. He'd go into the refrigerator and take them. And it was a family joke. There were six kids there. And someone heard him say raw dogs, and they thought that they were having some sexual ritual. And they took six kids. Each of those kids was worth $40,000 for 1 year. And if they became special needs, which they did because they all ended up on Ritalin and Zoloft and you name it, they were worth then $90,000 a year if they were adopted within the year.
Now, this is
that
interesting.
Family
this
ended
is
up being worth $1 million to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
That
and the
is something I did not know.
Phenomenal.
I did not realize that. I mean, we understood that whether it's prison for adults or whether it's Child Protective Services or whatever, when they bring more people, more victims, if you will, into their system, their budget increases the next year and they get paid more to the bureaucracy as a result of that. So they have a perverse incentive to bring as many people, or in this case as many children, into the system as possible. But I didn't realize that they pulled in twice as much in the budget, more than twice as much, if they all of a sudden deem that the child is special needs and dope them up. That's amazing.
Oh, yes, and then when you think of the big pharma industry and the, I mean, it's a whole,
it's wild, a big mess, isn't it?
Say that these things are diseases, but there's no,
no
physical change in the brain.
They're giving these children mind-altering drugs. Yeah, a lot of the ADD, I think, that's out there is just basically bored kids in a school that's, you know, not challenging them. I mean, I think that's what they found. A lot of these kids, if they're not being challenged, they get bored and they start acting out, and then they call that ADD, and they use it as an excuse to dope them up. And as you're saying, they take them away from their parents, and they ruin people's lives. And I think the only solution here, the best solution, is to have people that are concerned, as you are, Barbara, to just stop cooperating with these people, stop paying money to these gangsters and empowering them to do this. And I thank you for bringing this to our attention, and thank you for the call tonight.
There's one other thing, if you may.
Okay, sure.
If I might. And that is the judicial immunity. People, after they've suffered through being victimized by the court, they want a remedy. Our Constitution allows for remedy to get relief. And they can't sue anybody because they've all been given immunity.
The judges
judicial
and the
immunity doesn't apply only to judges. It applies to all the people the judges appoint to the case.
It's true. And generally, bureaucrats in general don't have any responsibility for their actions. I mean, whatever it's, you know, if, whether it's they're working for the courts or working for CPS or working for the police, whatever bureaucracy it is, typically they have the concept of sovereign immunity, which prevents them from facing any sort of personal repercussions for
Well, it's not sovereign immunity. It's judicial immunity. That's another whole story. My website is falseallegations.com.
There you go.
I have been discussing it for 10 years.
Keep up the good work, Barbara. It sounds like you're well-informed, and I appreciate the call, and thank you for bringing it to
me.
Well, you already had one more. Thank you, though. 800-259-9231. We've got more calls. Let's talk to Dan in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Dan? Hello.
Thanks again. I thought it was quite an interesting discussion there about the action for free market as opposed to action in the political realm. And it occurred to me specifically in the, the aforementioned case of the black kids going into the white section of the restaurant. And, it occurs to me that most of nowadays what the government is offering solutions for are problems that they created, sometimes many times over in the past, and spades and all of that. I mean, it's just, it's like, so market action doesn't go to that last level of repealing the law. But that law was passed in the first place by a bunch of, political action, so-called. And
it's true.
If we just stop that political side and just work on the market side and kind of
Laws legitimize things. In our current paradigm, I'm not saying, as a universal rule, but I'm saying currently, under the system that we have, laws legitimize things. For instance.
Yeah, but we need to delegitimize the law. And if enough people stop cooperating with these bureaucrats, then they lose all their legitimacy, and then their laws are just going to be words on paper, which is what they really are.
You won't get people to practice in the long run. You won't get people practice because of fear. Even if a law is not enforced, largely not enforced, you're still going to have the fear that it will be.
Well, that's why we need people with courage to come here to New Hampshire and actually show that courage. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I was just going to say that the law is a joke. The law is a bad guideline. There's no other than you shalt not kill, you shall not steal, that goes back to the Bible or whatever. And I'm not a big religious person, but there are common sense things that you don't abuse your neighbor in many different ways, and there are some laws that basically cover those areas, but we need laws there. It's like our founding fathers just kind of assumed that we, when they wrote the Second Amendment, it was a given that, it was understood that individuals being sovereign would be allowed to defend themselves. I mean, they didn't
listen. Hang on, we'll bring you back for more Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
Do you really think God loves everybody? I mean, everybody.
Well, I wrote the book that said he loves me, so I hope he loves everybody else.
Was that just about you?
That's what one guy said one time. I really like this book. It tells me how much God loves me. I said, no, it says God loves me. My name's on the cover, not yours.
It's a great book. And you know, as far as a book that follows the Shack, for somebody that really is struggling with the idea even that God may actually love them, He Loves Me is a great follow-up.
Imagine that we have to write a book on that. I mean, there's nothing more certain from Scripture than that God loves me. And yet religion has taught us about a God that we need to be afraid of, that's terrible and almost tyrannical at times.
We'll put you on a performance treadmill that you're hoping that you can do enough good stuff to be pleasing to Him. Why not start there?
Which is where Jesus wants us to start. This God already loves you. And if you learn to live in that love, everything in your life that needs to sort out will.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy all those, including the archives on us. You can access up to an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site. for your downloading convenience. It's free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And that kind of ties into what we've been discussing here with Dan, who is in New Hampshire. Dan, are you a Free State Project member? Are you a New Hampshire native? Dan, New Hampshire?
Yeah, I had my own Free State Project back in 1991. Moved up from Massachusetts, and I just want to give a little point of the output over the phone lines. The last couple of times have been the volume's been really low compared to, you know, other input to my phone. So
you're saying you're having trouble hearing us? Is that what you're saying?
I can hear. It's just that I've got it turned up all the way, and I generally don't even need it turned up all the way.
Okay.
But
it's just coming in
a little low, that's all.
Okay. Well, thank you. I mean, I'm sure our board operators are paying attention to that. I appreciate the heads up. So anyway, we're talking about the issue of political activism versus market-based activism, and that's what you were commenting on earlier, and what we're seeing here in New Hampshire is both is going on, and I think that's great because there are a lot of people out there that are still interested in the political system that still floats their boat. They still think that some sort of significant change can be attained through that realm. And to them, I say, the best of luck to you. If you ever had a chance of making change in the political realm, New Hampshire is the place where you will have the best, you know, the best chance of actually doing that. I say the best of luck to you, and I will wait here on the other side in the world of the marketplace with open arms waiting for you when you finally throw in the towel and give up on political activism, as I have done.
I understand where you're coming from on that. I just don't think in New Hampshire that it's going to fail. I do. One of the reasons that you and I believe even in market-based activism is because political activism has failed for us time and time again.
And also because I've seen market-based activism actually getting people excited and getting them active.
I've seen very little here. I mean, there's been some examples,
but there's been a lot of response. For each little bit of market-based activism, there have been a tremendous amount of people.
There are a lot of people holding out hope for it here, certainly. Yeah. In the Keene area, I would agree with you, but I have yet to see that moment where, you know, that it doesn't look to me like the kid sitting at the counter or Rosa Parks not getting up from the bus seat. All of those are small things, but they don't look that way to me. It doesn't look like it's going to be that moment that hits the history books.
Well, I mean, just because the history books don't pay attention to what goes on here doesn't mean it's not important.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. The moment that Rosa Parks not getting up from that bus was, you know, there was some synergy that went around. The political action, everybody, you know, people got upset. There was a lot of newspaper and all that other stuff. You haven't got that. And the reason that it became history is because of all the action that went around it. I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
Just because something doesn't make it into the government, basically government-created history books, doesn't mean it's not important. And what we've got going on here is a lot of preliminary action.
Well, you need to make it into the newspapers first, and that's not really happening. You're not getting your side into the newspapers.
Actually, we did make it into the newspapers.
Yeah, you've been in the newspapers a few times.
Right,
look, man,
so I don't really know what you're saying.
You're in complete denial if you think you've had your Rosa Parks moment.
I didn't say we've been as effective as Rosa Parks.
You were saying that.
No, I didn't say that. Did I say that, Dan? Did I say we've been as effective as Rosa Parks?
I think that, you know, Dave Ridley and some of the other peoples that have dealt with the Second Amendment issue on the streets of New Hampshire and Manchester specifically, you know, have actually, you know, had a good effect. And I think that, you know, I don't know if you would call it market-based, but the guys going around picking up litter with their, you know, weapons on their hips, you know, I think are you know, making if not a political change, a social change.
Right. No, it's not political. If it's not political, it's market-based. So certainly that is market-based activism. And no one has suggested that, you know, this rises to the level of the movement behind, you know, in regards to Rosa Parks and all that. But, you know, to just dismiss what is going on here.
I'm not dismissing anything.
You're saying, well, you didn't get any newspaper coverage. And Dan, thank you, by the way, for the call.
I did not say you didn't get any newspaper coverage. I said there was huge synergy around the Rosa Parks issue.
Let me say something else.
Go ahead, Dan.
One thing that I would like political action to do is it change many of the laws that the police, you know, get, pull the police back off of us. get them back to a real constitutionally based operation.
Yeah, but the problem you've got, though, Dan.
That would save lives. That would,
sure. But the problem is every time they try
and
do that.
That would be of some value to me, even though it would be a political action.
Oh, sure. I'm not saying that if the political people have success that it won't be valuable. I mean, certainly if they stop locking people up for marijuana, then that's a valuable thing that that would have happened. But every time any sort of reform comes up that would affect the police as far as their ability to lock up innocent people, the police chiefs come out in force and oppose it, and the government bureaucrats and the representatives, so-called, always fall lockstep right into line with whatever the cops say.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Thanks, Dan, for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you.
Look, if you want to see, see steps in that particular area, you want to see pot legal, and I know you do. I do, too. It's not my most important issue or anything, but you know that 80% of America wants to see medical marijuana, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the politicians haven't caught up in most places on that, correct?
That's right.
So the politicians need to catch up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need politicians in there that can catch up, because the politicians that are currently in there can't catch up. You've got America on your side on the medical marijuana issue, and it's still not happening. Do you see what I'm saying? You need both.
No, it's not happening, and that's because wait a minute. You're saying that America's on the issue of medical marijuana, and it's not happening. That's an indictment against the political system. It's also an indictment against some cowardly Americans for not standing up for what they believe in. It's easy to answer a phone survey in the affirmative about your support for medical marijuana, but it's really hard to get out there in person and actually stand up in favor of it and do something about it.
I don't doubt that, and I think that there's probably some activism that could be done in that particular area.
You're damn right there is.
But
we're going to see some of that coming up soon here in New Hampshire.
It's the politicians that need to get on board there, and the way it's not going to happen with the current politicians. So to me, that's an issue where the political process needs to be employed.
You go have fun with all that and, see what kind of return on investment you get. Maybe maybe you'll be able to prove me wrong, Mark. You'll be able to really change things from the inside and you can laugh in my face at that point. And I'm sure you will.
Oh, we laugh at you behind your back.
So
anyway.
Back to you accusing what we've done here as accusing us of being insignificant.
I have not accused you of that. I said you haven't reached your moment.
Whatever that means, Mark, the only moment will be, you'll only know it after the fact. They didn't know that Rosa Parks was going to be a historical moment when it happened, and they probably didn't know a week later either. So we don't know what that moment is going to be, or if there's going to be just one defining moment. There could be 20 moments. There could be 200 moments. Who knows how it's all going to play out? And again, just because newspapers and historians ignore what it is that we're doing, as many statists will do their damnedest to ignore what it is that's going on here in New Hampshire, even as the Free State Project becomes more popular and things start to happen here in New Hampshire, as long as the statists are in charge of the press around the world and around the country, it will get very minimal coverage, and we'll have to count on the new media to actually give us the coverage we need. More coming up. You bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all those things on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their photo. It has to be validated, however, which means that the lady in question is proving within the photo that she actually listens to Free Talk Live. And we've got, I think I've got a couple of Shriners to add, as I probably will do at some point after the show tonight. So if you're on the updates list, you'll know when that happens. You can get signed up for that at updates.freetalklive.com and enjoy the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Before we move on with the phone calls here, Mark, I just would like to issue a challenge to those of you in the political land who are having a good time over there trying to change things through the system. Let's find out who gets the most freedom first. Will it be the outside-the-system market-based activists through non-cooperation and media outreach, or will it be those who are trying to change the system from the inside? Well, only time will tell.
I think media is an integral part of both. And now, what is the what's the criteria now? Reach freedom first?
Yeah, let's see who has the most freedom within their lives first. Who's the living freest?
Okay. Well, I can tell you that that it seems to be my experience that the people that choose to live without driver's licenses don't seem to be as free to me as I think people with driver's licenses
I didn't say anyone was there yet, Mark.
I'm just saying.
We're going to find out who gets there first.
Just want to
game
some...
on.
Yep.
800-259-9231, to your phone calls.
And I never suggested that there was only one side to this process.
I know you never suggested that, Mark. I'm just telling you that I think the other side is a waste of flipping time. Let's go to Rick in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Rick. Rick?
Hey, thanks, you guys.
You're on the air. What's on
Absolutely
your mind?
Absolutely agree with the free market. Yeah, they do a lot better than government does. I want to talk about, have you guys heard about the beheading up in Canada on the Greyhound bus?
I think I saw something about it. What went on?
There can be only one, you know.
Well, on a Greyhound bus, everybody was sleeping. I think it was in the middle of the night, and some guy pulled out a Rambo knife and started stabbing the guy sitting next to him.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And people wake up, and they scream, everybody get out, and they all leave. And so the guy that's stabbing him eventually cuts his head off, brings the head out, and shows it to everybody, and goes back in the bus and guts him. But everybody left. And this has to do with, you know, it's an example, say, like Virginia Tech or, you know, mall shootings or I think we're kind of trained to just sit and, you know, run or hide and wait for the authorities to show up.
Yeah, like scared animals
instead
of doing something about it.
How many people do you think are sitting on a Greyhound bus?
No, it depends on where and when.
20,
30? Yeah,
20, 30
bus.
People are going to be able to, you know, take out one guy. You don't even need a gun or a knife. You got suitcases everywhere. One good whop upside the head with a suitcase, you might have saved the guy's life.
It's a great point, and I'm surprised there wasn't somebody with a gun on, you know, on
I'm
the bus.
I'm saddened, deeply saddened that's the case.
I don't even think that you need a gun. I've got a lot of guns. I'm a gun owner. I love them, but like I say, even a suitcase.
Yeah.
Good point, man. I'm sorry to hear about that story, but I think you're right that these people have been trained to, you know, get away. You know, get away from the dangerous man. And it's generally a good idea. I mean, if you're not confident in your ability to defend yourself and you have no way of defending yourself, then, you know, that's a sensible thing. Run. But if you're in a place and you have the ability and you've got the weaponry, then you should, you know, and you feel like you should get involved, you absolutely should. It's just that people have been told, you know, get away or else and not only have they been told that, but they've also been trained because in some cases, people get charged with crimes for defending themselves. And so, you know, they don't want to go to jail.
And helping other people.
Any other thoughts for us, Rick?
Well, I love the free market, and that's pretty much it. I know that we as people spending our money, I know people want our money, and they do a lot better than government does.
Certainly. They've got incentives. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231 as we go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I've talked to you about the power of using the right words in political discussion, how the enemies of liberty refer to deterring people from growing marijuana, and it's better to discuss how the government is trying to intimidate the gardeners into giving up their right to grow marijuana. Okay,
gardeners.
Intimidate is bad and deter is good, even though they mean the same thing.
Right.
Well, I just want to quickly bring up another word game here at Town Hall when they talk about protecting residential property values. You hear the bureaucrats saying that this is one of these good things, one of these goals of the local government bureaucracy is protecting residential property values. And then in the next session, they're talking about affordable housing, which also sounds wonderful, even though these two things are diametrically opposite from each other. One is to push house prices up, and the other is to push house prices down. So let's spend lots of money pushing house prices up, and then spend lots of money pushing house prices down, and make and diametrically opposite from each other. And now to bring about the free market and non-cooperation versus working within the system that you guys have been talking about, I need to point out that when the war between the states broke out, okay, the South was unable to win with ballots because they were outnumbered by the North, okay? When the war broke out, the Southerners withdrew from the U.S. Congress, and they tried to defeat the federal government with bullets, okay? They couldn't win with ballots, but they tried to win with bullets, and they couldn't win with bullets either.
Nope.
But if the Southerners had remained in the U.S. Congress, they could have voted against military conscription in the North. They could have voted against appropriations for the war effort, and with a handful of peace Democrats from the North, could possibly have made the extra difference. I mean, if they had 40% of what they needed from bullets and 11% of what they needed from ballots, and then adding the two together, ballots and bullets together, they might have had, you know, be able to get what they need, you know, over the federal government. You know what I'm saying?
So I see where you're coming from.
If you're in a war, the best place for some of your guys to be, if they're behind enemy lines, is in the enemy's Congress. Okay, so I'd say that ballots and bullets together is how the South would
have
won.
Would they allow? Now, Tom, would they? If there was a war, again, let's say, I mean, if there was this war between the states.
Well, there wouldn't have been the war.
Wait, what?
Because they would have voted against the war. There wouldn't have been a war.
How do you know they would have had enough votes?
Well, they would have been able to make a difference in some of these roll calls, but
if the war did happen, hold on a second. If the war did happen, then wouldn't it be possible that they'd just simply be suspended? I mean, from their abilities to vote?
They withdrew, and it takes a two-thirds majority in either house to expel one of its own members. Okay, and in the House of Representatives, they would have they're so outnumbered that they probably would have been expelled summarily. In the Senate, so many of them withdrew that the few, I know of one from Missouri, I don't know the name, but he was pro-Confederacy. He was a supporter of the rebellion, and he got expelled. So, yes, that would happen during the war. They would kick them out, but that requires two-thirds. And if you've got, just over one-third of the U.S. Senate, then you can vote against expelling each other and thereby prevent that from working. But like I'm saying, the best place for your men to be and behind enemy lines is in the enemy's Congress.
So, it's a salient point, Tom. It's probably one of the reasons why you're actually running for U.S. Congress this year. Is that right?
I'm running for the United States Congress because I support liberty and think logically, which is why the overwhelming majority of Republicans will vote against me.
Now, generally, I generally agree with a lot of your viewpoints, Tom, but I'm looking at a Nashua Telegraph article here about you, and there are certainly some things here that are not in favor of liberty. What about this national sales tax you support?
Well, keep in mind, that's on stuff sold by corporations, and corporations have already agreed to the tax, so they are creatures.
So could I run? Could I open a department store without it being a government corporation and not charge tax?
Oh, sure. Oh,
okay, well, that's not too bad then. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Then again, he does think that bombing abortion clinics is okay. So I can't say I would agree with him on that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live, want to help support the show, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, start your shopping there, and anything you buy after entering through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage over 41 categories to shop in. And a whole lot of items. I mean, a whole lot. Pretty much anything you might need to buy, they sell it. Even used items. Free Talk Live gets a percentage if you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Our listeners bought almost $25,000 worth of product from Amazon in the month of June.
Hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think it might have been part of that number.
You bought some stuff?
It's either June or July.
Cool. Very cool. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you need and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Mark, you were telling me during the break that you had sent, or you're writing up a letter to send to the council of the town in New Hampshire you live in.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in regards to the lawsuit that you at one point had filed against them because of this, issue with the property taxes where they...
The lien.
They never sent you the bill after you bought your land. They never sent you the property tax bill. And then all of a sudden they sent you this late notice saying they were going to lien your property if you didn't pay. And you said, well, wait a minute.
It wasn't even late notice. Apparently it was the third late notice.
Oh, okay.
But.
So you said, hey, well, wait a minute, you never sent me the bill in the first place, and so you used that as an excuse to file a lawsuit against them to get some questions answered about the nature of government and property and stuff like that. And you've since withdrawn the lawsuit because they threatened you.
Well, for one thing, I found out that apparently the court that I filed in and, you know, the Superior Court or something is something called an equity court. I don't know exactly everything about this stuff, but I would never have gotten a jury trial because they don't even do jury trials in those courts. You know,
Wait a minute. I mean, the Constitution, laws say that, the Fifth or Sixth Amendment, something like that, says, like, if it's $20 or more, it's a jury trial,
you don't
right?
think, yeah, that's what the Constitution says. I mean, they do lots of things that the Constitution doesn't say.
Right.
And you don't think that their lawyers have set it up so that they and they alone have control over how these cases are, popped out?
Oh, certainly. It's interesting to bring their own rules up in front of them and say, you know, you guys aren't even following your own rules. Why should I follow them?
Right.
So
what they would say to that is you needed to get a lawyer.
Right. Because they want you to hire one of their buddies.
Right. And I don't care to hire somebody from your union and be restricted to the, you know, his oaths to your union.
But the reason you pulled the lawsuit was because they told you that if you lost, you'd have to pay all the attorney's fees to the town's attorney. Now, I don't even know if that was a true claim, but it was enough to scare you away this time around. So you've actually written up a letter to the town bureaucrats.
Yeah,
the city councilors or whatever the hell they are.
Right. And I said, I've recently withdrawn my lawsuit against the town, as I'm sure that you know. The lawyer did his job, and I'm taking out people's names and places and stuff here. Did his job sufficiently and sufficiently scared me into submission. This is one of the things that governments do. They keep people scared. So I thought I'd send you a letter outlining exactly why you scare me. The first thing that I should do is
which is why, by the way, before we go on, we talked about the issue of market-based activism. It's exactly why people are too scared to get involved in market-based activism, even though it is very powerful.
Right.
They're frightened to death of the possible consequences of just saying no to the state.
Right. Well, I just, you know what? They're not just frightened of the consequences of saying no. They're frightened of raising your voice and stepping out of line. They're frightened of any of it. I sent the copy to my wife for approval, basically. Mm-hmm. And she's like, please don't send this. And, I talked in the morning to her exactly why. And basically, she doesn't want whatever repercussions the town might come after us for. You know, she's concerned that they might
find some violation or something.
Yeah, look for code violations. Look for any way to give
possible.
Us problems. You know, take away our, the property's tax status because, you could take away the there's current use here in New Hampshire, and my property qualifies for it. And she knows that. That the town,
it's a legitimate concern.
Wouldn't be spending its money. It would be spending our money in order to fight us. So
sorry, go ahead with your
she was
story.
She's there. Concerned about these things. The first thing I should do is state that I believe that I own me. I'm the sole owner of me, and that you don't own me, nor do any of the people of the town own me. I own my past, my present, and my future. Self-ownership of my future manifests itself as liberty. I do what I want to do as long as I harm no one. Therefore, I control my future. It manifests itself in my present as my life. Dead people own nothing. Or don't own anything, excuse me. And self-ownership is manifested in the past by property. The things that I decided to do with me made what I own. And, I got that little bit from, the little online video. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. But
The Philosophy of Liberty?
Yeah, Philosophy of Liberty. And I think it's very motivating.
It's a great video.
Yeah. So then I define stealing. I sort of set it up so it looks like it's a definition. Stealing, to take the property of another without permission or right, especially secretly or by force or threat of force. The Nazis, and I'm not intending to say that you or the people of this town are Nazis. I use them as an example because most people know who they are and what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. That's they're a good example in that. So the Nazis murdered people. The Nuremberg trials convicted officers and enlisted men, leaders and followers alike. They proved that, one, just because something is legal doesn't make it right. Two, governments can, in fact, commit crimes. And three, I was just following orders is not a valid excuse. The town of Westmoreland issues annual threats of extortion called tax bills. I never contracted nor gave my permission to pay for nor largely use the services the town uses for taxes. I do not consent to these. As I understand it, I bought my property free and clear, but the town is treating me like a renter. If I don't pay my annual rent, out of my ear I go, along with my wife and baby. The town will claim that it gets this power to tax from the state. The state will claim that it gets the power to tax from the people. Well, this is bull. I'm one of the people, and I don't give my permission.
Right. I would never give consent to anybody to be able to steal my stuff from me if I didn't follow their rules that they arbitrarily come up with.
Well,
no,
a lot
thanks.
Of people do. A lot of people do just that. They do give their consent. In this town, they everything's voted on democratically,
mm-hmm.
and therefore the 400, 500, or 600, or 700 people that show up for the town meeting, they decide what the taxes are, who's taxed, and why they're taxed. So they do, in fact, decide to steal money from each other.
Now, if you want to consent to it, well, then it's your business.
Right. It's consensual, but it's consensual theft from people who don't consent.
That's the problem.
Okay. So this is bull. I'm one of the people, and I don't give them my permission. None of the other people have the right to take my property from me. How, then, can they give that power to the state? They can't. Both the state of New Hampshire and the town are stealing from me and my family. I use, you know, this state road in the normal course of my business, so I certainly should pay for that. But it's a state, road, not a town road. I have used, you know, a town road, South Village Road here, a few times to get to Town Hall, but that was town business. I've also used it to go to Brattleboro a few times. That deserves some sort of compensation, but not the kind of money I pay in taxes.
Pretty sure you're paying for that in the gas taxes.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, I don't think on town roads that's necessarily true.
Hmm.
The volunteer fire department might come in handy, but vigilance and some fire extinguishers are far better protection. There's nothing else I can use. Nothing else I use. Most of the town's budget goes for the school. I promise I will never use your school. I hear, however, it's quite good. I'm just morally opposed to the to government schools. Walmart doesn't send me a bill for toothpaste just because they have it available to me. Home Depot doesn't charge me for ladders that I might use. Mm. How can the town justify robbing me to pay for a school I don't want?
It's for the children.
I want to pay for the things that I use. I might support a philanthropic endeavor. No one has ever even asked me if I'm willing to chip in. The town has just defaulted to doing what governments do. You threatened me. You sent a letter saying that if I didn't pay your bill, you'd take my house away and put me and my family out on the street. You would take the property that I and I alone and that I and I alone own and leave me with nothing. The money that you took from me could have been put in a fund to pay for my four-month-old son's education. Instead, you made me pay for the education of other people's children, people that likely make more than I do. You took Jack's education money. Would you like to spit in his face and break his little fingers, too?
Oh, harsh.
I want to be clear. Westmoreland frightens me far less than most governments do. That's why I moved here. The people are reasonable, the taxes are low, there's no cop, there's virtually no crime, and everyone I've met here is friendly. I love this town. The place, but the town government, is still stealing. A little stealing is still stealing.
Mm.
I encourage you to use your position.
And threats are still threats.
Yep. I encourage you to use your positions to protect me, my family, and the people of Westmoreland. Make people pay for what they use. Encourage voluntary solutions, and don't use stolen—that's tax in parentheses—money. Ask people to pitch in, and refuse to threaten people.
Are you expecting a response?
Well, at this point, I'm not even expecting to send it until I can get,
get the wife to agree.
Right. I mean, this is the draft. This is the letter for me, right? This is the one I wrote to make me feel good.
It does. And it makes me feel good listening to it. It's good.
It's fun to read.
Maybe if she doesn't let you do that, maybe you should just post it to the BBS and other people can take it and send it to their governments. All right. More coming up, or modify it as necessary. Hour
sure.
3 on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it. In precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wake up!